Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Let's praise Him every Sunday morning at 5 with Ayanda Nenemba for prayer, intercession, testimonies, worship, and the Word. Let's praise Him with Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
We are here once again this morning. Thixo wethu namandla onke. Sizonqula siphakamise sibabaze sidumise igama lakho. Sithi siyakudumisa ke Thixo nasekuseni siyakuvuma ukuba wena unguYehova. Siyabuvuma obungangamshe bakho mzali wethu. Siyabuvuma obukhulu nobukhosi bakho. Siyabuvuma obuncwane bakho Thixo wethu olungileyo. Siyakuvuma ukuba wena uncwalisekile ngaphezu kwabo bonke othixo. Siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguThixo onamandla onke. Siyakuvuma mzali wethu ongadinwayo kukumamela abantu bakhe ukuba wena unguThixo omileyo ngoku ngonaphakade. Mawufumane naluzuko lakho ke Thixo. Asivula imilomo yethu on this first day, mighty God, of a brand new month. Siza kuwe sisithi bayede ngonyama yesixeko sakwaYuda, wena owaphalaza ubomi bakho eCalvary ukuze umntu nomnye akwazi uxhumana noThixo wakhe. Ekuseni siza kuwe ke Thixo ngenxa kaYesu Kristu. Siza kuwe ekuseni ngalamandla eCalvary. Siza kuwe ekuseni Thixo wethu, sithembele kuwo lamandla nomsebenzi owagqitywayo on our behalf. Siza kuwe Thixo siphethe izibongo nemibulelo, sisithu Thixo fana nawe besingakamboni. Bakhona Thixo Nkosi makhosi bayaziphakamisa bazinika amagama, kodwa ofana nawe Thixo bengekabonakali. Lithi lizwi lakho Thixo othe wabonakala, thina sawufana naye. Besingekamboni ke Thixo ofana nawe okwazi Nkosi yamakhosi usulicala liphele Thixo wethu. Asikakamboni uThixo okwazi uvula isandla sakhe ondle into zonke. UThixo okwazi utweza amaphiko akhe akhusele zonke izinto. UThixo ongoyikiyo uthatha umtshakazi emakethi amnike igama lakhe, igama elingaphezu kwamagama onke, igama elithi xa umtshakazi ethetha ngalo, efunga ngalo, emile phezu kwalo, onke amadola guqe, zonke ilimi zivume ukuba uThixo nguYehova. Hayi igama besingekaliboni Thixo wethu, eli gama elikwazi uqhekeza imisedara yeLebanon. Besingekaliboni eli gama elihlaba lohlule, elinamandla, elingumboshongo, eli gama abalungileyo babelekela kulo. Thixo ulunge kakhulu ekuseni, sithi siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ukuba wena unguYehova. Those who trust in and rely on you, Lord, with confident expectation, they are like Mount Zion this morning, which cannot be moved but remains forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surround His people this morning, from this time forth and forever. We understand and we are grateful this morning, Lord God, on the first day of this beautiful month, that the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land that is allotted to the righteous, so that the righteous will not reach out their hands to do wrong. Father, we thank you this morning as we lift up our voices. We can ask you confidently, do good, O Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts. Because the Bible tells us, mighty Father, that we shall ask and we shall receive, that we should knock and the door shall be opened to us, and that we should seek and we shall find. This morning we are acting on instruction. We are acting on good counsel that you are calling us to ask, my God, and it shall be given unto us. We want to thank you this morning, Thixo wethu, that you are saying to us this morning that, Lord, as we sow, Lord God, it shall indeed be given back to us. A good measure shaken together, overflowing. We want to thank you this morning that you are promising us, mighty God, that you have not forgotten the good things that we have done, the good works that have
have gone out, you have not forgotten. Lord, we want to thank you that you are encouraging the feeble hands this morning, that after we have done good, we should continue to do good and not be weary of doing good. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that you are encouraging us to continue sowing seeds of righteousness, to continue sowing, Lord God, according to the pattern of instruction that comes from you. You are reminding us, mighty God, that it gives you delight and pleasure to give us the keys to the secrets of the kingdom. It gives you delight and pleasure that we should fellowship with you every morning, that we should fellowship with you, mighty God, to receive fresh instruction from you. And so as we stand at this gate of time, we want to lift up your holy name. We want to lift up, Lord God, the name of the Lord that is above every other names. We want to thank you this morning, Tikoetu, that we are walking into this new month with thanksgiving in our hearts. We are walking into this new month with great perspective, Almighty God. We are walking into this new month with great strength and power, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. We are walking into this new month with renewed strength, Almighty God, that does not come from human creation, but it comes from heaven, Almighty God. We are grateful that you are teaching us that the accent of our power lies in our vulnerability and weakness in you, O God. Because when we are weak, that is when you are stronger. So we want to thank you, that as we lift up our voices, mighty God, you lift up, mighty God, your will over the earth, and you establish it as the order. We want to bless you and to honor you, Exeni. Siti tabatinda oya komzali wetu. Ubengu tiko geba wange kamalo yisunyana. Nelo moyo ingwele Exeni. Amen. And amen. Diakolwa kutiko uyise onamantla onke.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Amen and amen to you, my Heavenly Father, this morning. Amen and amen to you, my King and my Lord, this morning, the Alpha and the Omega. How we love you, my Father, this morning. How we appreciate you this morning. Father, that you have called us to return to you. And as we are tarrying back, mighty God, our eyes are filled with tears of joy. Our mouth are filled with songs of thanksgiving. My Father, you have given us a new song to sing. You are causing us to rejoice in your presence. Mighty God, you are opening up our eyes that we may see the hope to which we have been called this morning. We believe in Jesus. We believe in God the Father, in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. We believe in the resurrection of the body. We believe in life everlasting. Amen. This morning, mighty Father, we want to thank you that all of these truths, mighty God, do not come by common knowledge. They come by revelation. This is the revelation, Lord God, that comes when the Holy Spirit has come upon your people. We want to thank you, Father, for the breaking forth of revelation throughout the body, mighty God, because revelation is the empowerment that we need, mighty God, which separates us between the world and the church, which separates the church from the bride. We want to thank you, that this is the revelation that will cause us to stand, mighty God. This is the revelation that will cause us, mighty God, to believe in the substance of things hoped for and in the evidence of things unseen. This is the revelation, mighty God, that you are calling the end time church to depend on the revelation of the true and coming King Jesus Christ, the one who was, who is, and is to come, the one whose kingdom shall endure forever, the one who shall appear in the clouds with glory following him, the one in whose hands is all power and all authority over the earth, under the sea, and in the sky. We want to thank you, that this is the revelation that you are calling us to this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, as sibona ilizwi lakho amandla akho, sesibona sasisiva inhliziyo yakho kuthi Thixo wethu, sesifuna uphakamisa Nkosi yamakhosi amazwi ethi sithi bawo sicela uxolo. We asicela uxolo this morning. We repent, mighty God, for being a loveless church, because a loveless church is also a dead church, and a dead church is an inactive church. It cannot bear fruit. And yet in this time and season, Lord, you are calling us to be bearers of fruit that will draw all men unto you. When you are lifted up, Lord Jesus, you shall draw all men unto you. And we know that when all men come to you, you are the gateway to our Father in heaven. So this morning we are so grateful, Lord God Almighty, that you are calling us to this place of repentance. And we offer our sincere repentance, mighty God, our penance before you, take away to little Zulako, to the angel of the church in Ephesus, right? These are the words of the one who holds firmly the seven stars, which are the angels or messengers of the seven churches. In his right hand, the one who walks amongst the seven golden lampstands, the seven churches. I know your deeds and your toil and your patient endurance, and that you cannot tolerate those who are evil, and have tested and critically appraised those who call themselves apostles, special messengers, personally chosen representatives of Christ, and in fact are not, and have found them to be liars and imposters. And I know that you who believe are enduring patiently and are bearing up for my name's sake, and that you have not grown weary of being faithful to the truth. But I have this charge against you, that you have left your first love. You have lost the depth of love that you first had for me. So remember the heights from which you have fallen, and repent, which means change your inner self, your old way of thinking, your sinful behavior, and seek God's will, and do the works you did at first when you first knew me. Otherwise, I will visit you and remove your lampstand, the church, its impact, from its place unless you repent. Yet you also have this to your credit. Father, we want to thank you. When you speak, it is our duty and inclination to obey. And so this morning we are hearing you speak to us, mighty God, that you are seeing everything that we are doing. Is that we have lost our first love. Mighty Father, we have lost uthando lwethu lokuqala. Sithike Thixo namhlanje ekuseni sifikelelwa Nkosi yamakhosi lukhanyiso lenyaniso yakho Thixo wethu namandla onke, that we are unable to love you within ourselves. We are unable to love you, Lord God, from the resources of the flesh. So this morning, sithi Thixo wethu nguwe wethu umzali okwaziyo Nkosi yamakhosi ubumba, Lord God, this vessel of his. We are submitting ourselves as clay before you, O God. We are asking you, mighty potter, khawukusibumbe kabutsha Thixo wethu namandla onke, wakhe ngaphakathi kwethu umntu omtsha Thixo wethu, umntu okulangazelelayo, wakhe ngaphakathi kwethu a new creation. This morning we are praying sincerely, mighty God, that you would build in us the first love, mighty God. Oh my Father, the first love, Thixo wethu, that is able to hear you, the first love that is able to obey you, the first love that seeks after nothing else but you and your heart, the first love this morning, mighty God, that desires that only your will be established on the earth, the first love, Thixo wethu namandla onke, that cries out, Lord God, to injustice, the first love that seeks after righteousness, the first love that does not depend on its own, the first love that seeks you in all its ways and does not lean on its own understanding, the first love this morning, almighty God, that rejects the lies of the enemy, mighty God, and chooses the way of love in all circumstances, giving thanks, Lord God, not worrying about anything, but bringing their supplication before you with thanksgiving, oh God, the first love this morning that does not keep a record of wrongs, the first love that is proud that is not proud, that does not boast, the first love, mighty Father, that does not seek of its own. This is the love that we desire to carry as the church, because it is your desire that we be, Lord God, a picture of the new Jerusalem, the new heaven that you have already created and curated for those who believe. It is your desire this morning, that we be an embodiment of this love. And so we are asking you, plant in us, Lord God, the seed of love, and continue to water it, our vine dresser. You are the one who is the vine dresser. So we are asking you this morning, continue to water the seed of love in our hearts, that it shall not wither, but that it would grow and bear fruit. Lord, we already know the fruits of the Spirit, the kind of fruit that cannot be bought on the market, but the kind of fruit that gives you the glory. That this love, Lord God, as you water it every day, it shall indeed sprout out with joy, with kindness, with long suffering, with peace, with patience. Oh God, this love will sprout out with seeds of understanding, of wisdom, of revelation, of knowledge, of endurance, of patient endurance, correctly dividing your word. Oh God, this love will sprout out, with faith and hope, mighty God. This love will sprout out, mighty God, with greater works than the ones that we have seen. It will sprout out with faith, that is able to move the mountains. Oh God, we want to thank you this morning that we are restored back to our first love. Lord, we are crying out to you, because we thought we could do it on our own. But this morning we recognize that we cannot love you from our own resources, but we need to love you because you have loved us, and that we acknowledge the seed of love that is in our hearts. And as we acknowledge the seed of love that is in our hearts, in the words of Paul, we forsake everything for the sake of Christ. Lord, we do not count ourselves and think of ourselves higher than we ought, but we correctly measure and judge ourselves according to the measuring stick of righteousness, the plumb line of justice, the word of God, oh Father. We want to thank you this morning, that as you are restoring us, you are not just restoring us now, but you are restoring, Lord God, kingdoms to come. You are restoring generations to come. Lord, we want to thank you that you are giving us, Lord God, the understanding of what this love is, that once again, my King and my Heavenly Father, loving you is become attractive. Loving you and loving others has become attractive. It is our greatest pursuit, Almighty God. It is our highest goal, mighty God, to learn to love you, and to love others as we love ourselves. Lord, we thank you this morning that as you teach us to love you, there is no bone of resistance in our hearts. There is no bone of resistance in our body. But Lord, we are open and vulnerable, and we are asking you, pour out your love on us, Lord God, that we may be able to love you back this morning. We are asking, pour out your love on us. So this morning we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Nkosi Yamakhosi. Siyali baba, si kamala kosi yali pakamisa. Siti, ah, somhle. Ah, ngqongqose wethu omkhulu libo lethu lokuqala ngonyama yesixeko sakwayuda nkosi yamakhosi ekuseni ulunge kakhulu mzali wethu siyakunqula siyakuzukisa thixo namandla onke ulungile ekuseni.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
God, we just really want to thank you so much this morning. My family, good morning and welcome to you. If you've just joined us, it is indeed Radio Pulpit. It is 657 a.m. here on your daily companion. What a time of worship. We are just reminded by the Spirit of the Lord this morning about the effects of being a loveless church. We are reminded what a loveless church looks like, my family. We are reminded this morning, what it is that the Lord desires of us. He desires that we repent, because if we do not repent, he is saying he will visit us and remove our lampstand, the church, and its impact from its place. And so this morning we are living in that place of repentance as we acknowledge what the Lord is saying to the church, as we acknowledge that as we step into this brand new month, we are stepping in with great expectation that the one who was promised shall not delay, but he shall indeed fulfill each and every one of his promises that are yes and amen in Christ Jesus this morning, sealed by the guarantee of the Holy Spirit given to us generously because we have asked and we have believed. And the same Spirit that was in Christ is also in us, causing us this morning not just to believe, but to produce the works of our faith, because faith without work is dead. This morning, our God is in our midst this morning. He is loving on us, and he is encouraging us, my family, that let's just stay in this place of love. I want to encourage you too, let's just stay in this place of love, because in this place of love there is healing for somebody's body, there is healing for somebody's soul in this place of love, there is redemption for somebody's life in this place of love, there is deliverance for somebody's mind in this place of love, there is redemption this morning and restoration of somebody's spirit this morning. There is preservation of destiny in this place of love. There is indeed a manifestation, an explosion of God's promise in somebody's life, destiny, and generational family lineage to come in this place of love. Little is the article that we are looking at and reading this morning, Revelation chapter 2, verse 6. Let me start from verse 5 for context. So remember the heights from which you have fallen and repent, which means change your inner self, your old way of thinking and your sinful behavior, and seek God's will and do the works you did at first when you first knew me. Otherwise, I will visit you and remove your lampstand, the church, and its impact from its place unless you repent. So now that we have repented, we are believing and receiving verse 6. Yet you have this to your credit, that you you hate the works and corrupt teachings of the Nicolaitans that mislead and delude the people, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, I will grant the privilege to eat the fruit from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Hallelujah. Bangwele this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus, the one who is, who was, and is to come. Hallelujah. 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 This morning. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Litike ikwicho nomthandazo wenkonzo yangeqawe. Gcobani kuYehova mhlaba wonke. Gcobani kuYehova nikhonze uYehova ngomgcobo. Nize ebusweni bakhe ngendumiso zovuyo. Yazini ukuba uYehova unguThixo. Nguye osidalileyo asisithi thina bantu bakhe negusha zehlelo lakhe. This is Psalm 100, my family. Ngenani emasangweni akhe. Ngokubulela nasemakhosini akhe. Ngendumiso yibani nokubulela kuye. Nidumise igama lakhe. Ngokuba elungile uYehova. Ububele bakhe bungonaphakade. Nenyaniso yakhe ihleli kwisizukulwana ngesizukulwana. Udumiso malibekho kuye uyise, nakuye unyana, nakuye umoya oyingcwele. Njengokuba kube kunjalo kwasekuqalekeni, kunjalo kaloku nje, kuya kumana kuba njalo, kude kube ngonaphakade. Amen.
Sihamba ngokukholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.